Hello?
Hello. Yeah, did you hang up the call?
No, not deliberately.
Sorry, we got disconnected. I said that put me on speaker and wait for myself because they are generating it. So just allow me some moment. And I have mentioned to you, please don't disclose this matter with anybody, not even with your family members, because the hackers might be trace your calls whenever you are talking to somebody else. Okay? Okay. So I'll be putting you on a hold for a moment, and then I'll be right back to you. But don't hang up the call. Just stay on the line.
Okay.
All right, Carol. Thank you.
Amazon. Start off with Amazon saying someone's trying to hack my Amazon. Amazon account, and it's gone from them to the National Crime Association, to the bank, fraud squad. It's been going on for...
But my bank would bring me direct.
Well, he wants me to go down to the bank and transfer money so they can catch you doing it. Yeah. So I won't move until I know I've run the fraud squad of the ANZ Bank.
Yeah,
you've
got to bring them to me.
We based in 55 King Street, Sydney.
35 King Street in Sydney.
55.
Oh, 55. Okay. Okay.
And now tell me that what questions you need. Like you have trusted one of your family member, or like you are trying to ask me these questions, and in the end, you wanted to talk to your bank about this. That's
yes,
what you wanted to do. But make sure one thing. Do you think that any fraud department, which is based in Sydney, they don't deal with any local people or not even any local branches or any common people? Because they are the main fraud squad. Now, if you will gonna calling up your local branch, do you think that your call will gonna get connected to someone in the local bank? Now, do you think that it will gonna get sorted out? Do you think that?
No, I don't want to talk to the local bank. I want to talk to the fraud squad.
But I don't think that, just think logically, like, do you think that any fraud department, there are lots of fraud departments in it, okay? Like, your bank fraud department, your local branch, there is also a fraud department, okay? And the fraud department, which is based in Sydney, they are the main fraud squad, okay? To whom I have been spoken with, and I have already provided you these details. Do you, any circumstances, could you just tell me, Carol, that do you think that I'm the person who is trying to do something wrong with your personal details? Or did
well,
I ask
yeah, this
you
is
anything
the point over the phone. Over the phone, I don't know who you are.
But you didn't provide me any of your banking information or any of your financial details. How do I know about these details too much? Because I just had a conversation with the fraud team of your bank, and they has confirmed me these are the details.
Yes, I understand what you're saying, but I'm still very wary of being scammed.
You are not getting scammed. We are the person, and we can't afford to lose the hackers, the bank employees of your bank. And today is the high chances, with the help of you only, we can able to go ahead and catch these hackers down, Carol. Just try to understand that.
Oh, I understand it, but you've got to understand my point too. I've got someone that rings me on the phone and tells me all this. How do I know it's true?
Like, your call has been directly connected to us, to the National Crime Agency. We didn't call you because through your personal details, through your identification, there are lots of fraudulent activities which has been going on. And that is the reason why I have been appointed for your case about this investigation. You have already seen that where your call has been connected to. You have already seen it. And today, with the help of you only, we can able to catch these hackers down, because the hackers, they are very smart. They won't give you so many chances to catch them up. And I have already explained it to you that how does it work and how we will gonna catch these hackers down. Your account has been totally blocked. No single money will be gone out from your bank account. It would be a totally dummy, a fake transaction that we are pretending over here in front of your bank people, so that they won't doubt it on you.
I do understand that. I do. I just want to verify that you're who you say you are.
Yes, you have already seen it, that where you are connected to. You can able to check it from there as well, because your lines are also bugging. Whenever you are calling up someone else from your network, the hackers were tracing your calls and they are taking information from there. And if they get to know any single clue about this, they will gonna run away. The whole work will be get wasted. This is the whole point that I'm trying to explain it to you.
Yes. Yeah, I do understand that. What's your phone number?
You can note it down.
What is your, Yes.
It's 0240.
Yes.
170.
Yep.
332.
Okay. I'll give you a call back.
See, Carol, this is not the way we work. You need to understand that.
Yeah, well, without verification that you're real, I'm not prepared to go any further.
You can able to check it from there. Why you are getting so suspicious? What details I have asked to you?
No, you've got to understand. You're admitting that the hackers are very, very smart. And I'm not doubting that. And I just want to make sure that you are who you say you are.
So if you
and
want any written, if you want any written application from the National Crime Agency, we can able to send you that as well.
Yes. Look, I don't think I'm being unreasonable. I just want to make sure that I'm dealing with a person that works here. So if you give me a couple of minutes, I will call you back.
I'm sorry?
Just give me a couple of minutes and I'll call you back.
You just hold the line. First of all, let me send you the email for the confirmation email. Then you can able to check it. And then you can know that what you need to do. Then you can do whatever you want.
Okay.
I cannot able to force you to do anything about it. But it see that you are helping us to catch these hackers down, and that is how we can able to go ahead and catch these hackers down.
Yes, I realize that. I just want to verify who you are.
Okay, now you do one thing. You just hold on the line. We will gonna send you all these documents as a on your email. Then we will gonna go ahead and further proceed, right?
Okay.
So just be on the line. I'll be right back to you. All right. Just be on the line and put me on speaker.
Okay.
All right.
And talk to them.
Thank you.
Hello. Yes.